In other news, Syrian media say the country's air defenses have repelled an Israeli aerial attack on the capital, Damascus. The media said several missiles were intercepted and shot down. Our correspondent said the attack lasted for over an hour and the explosions were the loudest in months. Reports said a military airport near Damascus was also among the targets. Israel's military said immediately that after the attack that it had struck Iranian targets in Syria. Israel has been carrying similar attacks on Syria in the past several months. To discuss that more, we're joined by our correspondent Zahra Adarizi, joining us live from Damascus. Zahra, thank you very much for your updates. And now, what can you tell us about these airstrikes? Of course, we did talk to your colleague Muhammad Ali, and he, of course, definitely described those attacks as the loudest ever over the past couple of months. What more can you tell us about these attacks?
Yes, this attack is the second Israeli attack today, and it is the largest Israeli assault on Syria since the beginning of war in Syria. It lasted for about 55 minutes. The Israeli used their aerial attacks, and also for the first time they also used land missiles. Specifically, they used the Golan Heights to launch the land missiles, and the Israeli jets used the airspace of Lebanon and also the occupied Golan Heights and the occupied Palestine, specifically the part of Galilee. The Syrian army air defenses intercepted dozens of these missiles that was launched on the Syrian capital, Damascus. Israel is saying that they are attacking the Iranian targets as a pretext to attack the Syrian army's positions, and also to attack the warehouse of the Syrian army to stop any solution, because the Syrian army made major victories, especially in 2018. The Israeli missiles were intercepted by Puk and Panther systems by the Syrian defenses.
Thank you very much, our correspondent Zahra Adarizi, with her updates regarding the Israeli airstrikes on the Syrian capital, Damascus.